Shabbat Shalom. In this day and age of the curated self, we are so much more aware of the image of ourselves that we put into the world. So many recordings of our day-to-day lives are available for public perusal. Have you ever found yourself in a social interaction, especially one in which there is some tension, perhaps a disagreement, and wondered, what if I was being recorded? Would I change my behavior or act exactly the same way? Do we change our behavior when we think we are not being watched, especially in ethically gray areas? How about when a store clerk forgets to charge you for an item at the checkout? Do you tell them or walk away with the extra cash? And what happens if this is online? Let's say a store sends you something extra you didn't buy. You bought one coffee maker, and they sent you two. By the way, this is a true story. This actually happened to me. So if it happened to you, would you let them know? Or just keep it, perhaps thinking it could be a lovely gift for someone? Is this ethical? This week, we read the motherlode of ethical teachings in Parashat Kedoshim. Kedoshim contains what the rabbis refer to as the holiness code. Even the physical placement of Kedoshim highlights its centrality. The holiness code is found in the exact center of the Torah scroll, which is symbolic for the idea that holiness is at the center of living a good and righteous life. Kedoshim begins with the text, God spoke to Moses saying, speak to the whole Israelite community and say to them, you shall be holy, for I, Adonai, your God, am holy. But what does it mean to be holy? It sounds impossibly lofty. There are clues that we can find in looking at Torah passages that speak about living a holy life. Right in the beginning of the Torah, with the story of creation, we read, God said, let us make human beings in our image, after our likeness. So God created human beings in the divine image, creating them male and female. And later we read, Adonai formed man from the dust of the earth. God blew into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being. We are all, each of us, creations of the divine, created with a holy spark within us. The holiness code reinforces this, beginning with God saying to Moses to speak to the whole Israelite community and say to them, you shall be holy. And in Exodus, the Israelites are forming a new nation. And God says, now, if you faithfully heed my voice and keep my covenant, a kingdom of priests, a holy nation, you shall be to me. We experience holiness not as individuals, but through community. This is the answer for how to be holy. This is the code. It is through how we treat one another, how we act in relationship to each other. The holiness code in Kedoshim gives us a framework for living ethically. We read, when you reap the harvest of your land, you shall not reap all the way to the edges of your field or gather the gleanings of your harvest. You shall not pick your vineyard bare or gather the fallen fruit of your vineyard. You shall leave them for the poor and for the stranger. The wages of a laborer shall not remain with you until morning. You shall not insult the deaf or place a stumbling block before the blind. You shall not render an unfair decision. Do not favor the poor or show deference to the rich. Judge your kin fairly. This is just an excerpt from a long list of precepts that at first glance may seem to be hopping from one topic to another. But if we look carefully, we can see how these laws work together to implement boundaries of honor and dignity for each person, fostering healthy relationships. So, are we obligated to make a store clerk aware of an error they made in a transaction in which they forgot to charge for an item that we wanted to purchase? If we look at the precept, do not place a stumbling block before the blind, and consider that the clerk is blind to their mistake, the answer is clear. We may start thinking about the fellow human being behind the counter and wondering about the repercussions. Will they have to pay for the money that is unaccounted for? But what happens when we move our relationships online? It's so much easier to not be as mindful of the consequences of our actions towards others when the interaction is mediated through tech. We don't see the human being to whom we are relating. We only see them in the transactional role that they provide for us. We don't have a sense of their personal story, but our texts teach us that holiness is dependent on being responsible for one another. At the center of the holiness code is a brief excerpt that bias location is the apex of the Torah. Within this, we read, "Do not hate your brother in your heart. Love your neighbor as yourself. I am God." How we relate to one another is at the heart of a good life. And doing so well, loving each other well, according to the Torah, is not so much about the feelings that we have in our hearts, but the words of our mouths and the actions of our hands. The key to living a life imbued with holiness is keeping sacred the relationships that we have with one another. Whether we like each other or not, whether we agree with each other or not, whether we are being recorded in our interactions or not, whether we are speaking online or in person, we must recognize the other human being who is as deserving of dignity as we are. This is what it means to love your neighbor as yourself. It's all the decisions we make, large and small, each and every day in our interactions with one another. We always have the chance to do better, to lead with kindness and compassion, uplifting others and ourselves along the way. In this way, we have the potential to bring healing to a world in desperate need, one interaction at a time. Shabbat Shalom.